listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, Stories of Peace, Justice, and Faith at Penn State University, brought to you by Third Way Collective.
You know, I had that first gift of questioning, and then I had this second gift of questioning in my sophomore year of college. So my name is Owen Hoffman Woodruff. I'm an undergraduate here, double majoring in Chinese and international politics. I'm also an intern for graphic design and marketing at the LGBTQA Student Resource Center here on campus. My faith background is a time. It certainly has been a journey. I was raised Episcopal from like birth till I'd say like 14. At 14, I started really thinking about why I was so loyal to my faith and why I believed in the things that I believed in. Then I realized that at that point, it was just because that it had been what was told to me my whole life. And I felt sort of like I was blindly following something that I could not justify to myself at that point. And, you know, I still loved my church and I loved my parish and I loved the sense of community that it had. You know, it was a real family to me. It's very small. And so I felt at ends, because on one end here was, you know, this community that I loved, and at other ends I was being pulled more and more in my beliefs towards atheism. So I identified very strongly as an atheist up until really last year, and that's when I took a course here by Psy 3, Intro to Ecology, which was not structured like any other class I've ever taken here. And it was, again, very similar to the English class that I took in high school that really made me question my beliefs for the first time. Professor Uhl leads that class, and it was all about questioning what is nature, and who are we, and what is our place here. And that led me to realize that there was a huge spiritual hole that I was neglecting in myself for a long time. You know, also, I am bisexual. And I am gender fluid. And I had seen so much of organized religion, quote unquote, really a lot from the Catholic Church and from the Anglican Church. And I had seen these big voices saying, you know, you are a sin. And that made me jaded, you know, and angry. And so that also helped turn me off to religion. But then I had this spiritual hole and I said, well, what am I gonna do about this? And I finally allowed myself to play. You know, all my life I had been so serious about religion, and I kind of just let myself explore. And I was instantly drawn towards respecting nature and respecting the aspects that I could still scientifically see and touch and know that was there, but also respect and honor the life that was in it and the connections that I saw between myself and the other people around me and everything. And so I was instantly drawn to paganism. I called myself an atheistic pagan for a long while, and I think I still have aspects of that, but recently I've been lucky enough to find Unitarian Universalism. They're very welcoming of all belief systems, and I feel like I've kind of come home to the sense of community that really, at first, was pulling me at odds. And I feel very at home there. In the sense of sort of spiritual identity, I mean, there's always some sorts of blaring, sort of like sirens. I can think of one, the Willard Preacher. I mean, I think my entire identity is probably at odds with him, just who I am as a person. And so that I kind of see as hard to take sometimes. In a lot of senses, I'm happy that I'm at Penn State for the reasons that there are groups like Third Way Collective and, you know, that there is a Unitarian Universalist fellowship in State College, and you know, that's accessible.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.